الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على دين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما مزيدا. أما بعد، so we continue بإذن الله تعالى as it relates to the affair of the إغافة الأحفان, supporting the stressed or distressed from the plots, the caid and the deception of a shaitan. Last week we studied the first deception, and that is his deception and plot against Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Hawa. Today, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we continue with the kalam of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah. It relates to the affair of his plots, and this time as it relates to the general plots that he has indeed strived to implement as it relates to the ibad and the sons of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And today we focus on the affair of extremism and neglect, two extremes, and that is the shaitan, he plots and plans to deviate the abd, the slave, from that balanced position that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed legislated. And he calls the sons of Adam, meaning Iblis, he calls them to go to the extreme of or transgressing the boundaries, to have extremity, or transgressing the boundaries in having negligence and being neglective regarding the various affairs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqulu fil Quran وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. Where he said, subhanahu, that indeed I have, and like that we have made you a ummah, a nation that is wasat, a nation that is balanced. لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ, that you be a witness upon the people, and the messenger will be, yani Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be a witness over you. So Allah has described this ummah as the balanced, ummatul wasata, wasata, balanced. And the ulama have explained that this wasatiyya and this balanced characteristic that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the ummah, the Muslims, there are three general meanings that the ulama have mentioned regarding that. The first is that, the first meaning is al-adala, that they are fair and they are just. So they are fair as relates to their treating of the people, and they are fair as relates to various affairs. And likewise, the second meaning is al-khayriya, and that's mentioned by Ibn Kathir rahimullah, that wasata, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا, and likewise, and like that, we've made you a balanced nation, yani the Muslims, meaning خَيَّارًا, we made you best and most virtuous from this creation, from mankind. And that's taken from the statement of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمَرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. You are the best nation to come out from the people, most virtuous. This is the khayriya, and the characteristics that this ummah have, or that they have, is ta'muruna bil ma'roof, you command the good and forbid the evil, wa tu'minuna billah, and you believe in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So the second meaning of balance, wasata, is khayriya, and that is that you are indeed the most virtuous nation out of man. And the third explanation, which is mentioned by Imam At-Tabari rahimullah, Ibn Jarir, Imam At-Tabari rahimullah, in his tafsir of this verse, And that is al-i'tidal wa tawassut bayna tarufay al-ifrat wa tafrit. And that is that Allah has made the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be that balanced nation between extremity and neglect. Between extremity and neglect. That's the third meaning. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا, and like that we've made you a balanced nation, i.e. the fairest nation, number one. Number two, the best, the most virtuous nation from the people. And number three, the balanced nation between extremity and neglect, between the two extremes. And this is the characteristic that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, these three meanings, incorporating the characteristic that Allah has mentioned for this ummah of al-wasatiyah, and that balanced nature, and that balanced, barakallahu fikum, position in all affairs. Shaytan, the enemy, aduullah, the enemy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he indeed wants to take the ummah and the son of children of Adam away from that balanced and that fair and that virtuous position of al-wasatiyah. So therefore, many of the children of Adam have been deviated into various religions and deens and paths, that it has extremity in some aspects and negligence in other aspects. And Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, before him Abu Bakr Ibn Iyash rahimahullah, they mentioned the statement that wasatun, yani regarding Ahl al-Sunnah, the people of the Sunnah, in that the people of the Sunnah verily are indeed the balanced group, the people from the Sunnah, the Salafiyun, Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, Firqatul Najiyah, the safe sect. They are the balanced group as amongst the different groups who ascribe to this Ummah. Just like the Muslims are the balanced religion as it relates to the other religions. And that is that he said, Rahimullah, the Ahl Sunnah is wasatun fi al-nahl wa fi al-nihal kama anna millat al-Islam wasatun fi al-milal, that the people of the Sunnah are the balanced group from amongst the Muslims, just like the Muslims are the balanced religion from amongst the other religions. So Shaytan will try and either deviate the Muslim from that path, that balanced path, and go into the realms of disbelief. Or he would try and deviate the Muslim from following the straight path, the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the correct methodology that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated, the Sunnah, the Quran and the Sunnah, according to the understanding of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. Aynam. He would try and deviate them from that. They remain in the fold of Islam, but they deviate into parties and groups, in going into extreme in various affairs. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in the hadith, افترقت اليهود إلى 71 فرقة وافترقت النصارى إلى 72 فرقة وستفترق هذه الأمة إلى 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة. قيل من هم يا رسول الله؟ قال من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي. The hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the Jews split into 71 sects, the Christians into 72 sects, and this Ummah into 73 sects, all of them in the hellfire, threatened with the hellfire, bar one, except for one. And he was asked, who's the saved sect, the group that's saved from the fire, from that threat? And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever is upon what Muhammad is upon that day and his companions, radiyallahu anhum. So those deviant groups that split into various sects, they moved away from this wasatiyah in one way or another. Either they went to the janib and the angle of extremity and extremism, or they went to the angle of negligence, na'am. And this is from the plots of a shaytan. So Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, regarding this affair after this brief introduction, he mentions, rahimullah, wa mikaydihi al-ajib, and from his shocking plots, annahu yushammu nafs hatta ya'lama ayy al-quwwatayn taghlabu 'alayha. And that is that shaitan investigates into the self of an individual, that which the individual leans towards, so he can know which type of strength that individual has. Quwwatayn, because there are two strengths. Quwwat al-iqdami wa shaja'a, that strength of boldness and bravery. Aw quwwat al-inkifafi wal-ihjam wal-mihana, that lazy type of characteristic. So the first characteristic is the individual is brave and ready to go and implement, ready to exert effort in ta'a and obedience. And the other characteristic is that which is, you know, relaxed, not exerting any major effort, quiet, docile. And shaitan, he will try and investigate for every single son of Adam that he has the ability to do so, and send in his army to do so, to find out which category the son of Adam falls under. Is he falling under the category of one who is energetic, or the category of the one who is lazy or relaxed? فَإِنْ رَأَى الْغَالِبَ عَلَى النَّفْسِ الْمِهَانَةَ وَالْإِحْجَامِ أخذ في تطبيقه وإضعاف همته وإرادته عن المأمور به وثقل عليه وهون عليه تركه حتى يترك جملة أو يقصر فيه ويتهون به. He finds and he sees that this individual's daydana and his characteristic and the way he is a character of relaxed and docile and passive, and he then in that he increases in his whispers in order to push the individual to fall into neglect, pushes the individual to fall into laziness in the obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and leaving obedience in totality or being negligent as it relates to obedience. وَإِنْ رَأَى الْغَالِبَ عَلَيْهِ قُوَّةِ الْإِقْدَامِ وَعُلُوِّ الْهِمَّةِ. And if he sees that this individual has enthusiasm, energetic, he pushes forward. أَخَذَ يُقَلِّلُ عِنْدَهُ الْمَأْمُورَ بِهِ. He says to him that what you're doing is not sufficient. Your obedience to Allah, your following of the Quran and the Sunnah, you've got energy, you have more ability. What you're doing is not sufficient in following the Quran and the Sunnah, for example, and obeying Allah. You need to do more. وَأَنَّهُ يَحْتَاجُ مَعَهُ إِلَى مُبَالَغَةُ وَزِيَادَةُ. You need to increase in your activity. You're not doing enough. Because he's seen Iblis that the individual has this energy and this yearn and this striving, so therefore he belittles that which he is following from the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then the individual goes into extremity. So in conclusion, regarding this point here, ya ibadallah, the shaitan, he sees the individual as someone who is lazy, so he pushes him to be negligent. He sees the person to be someone who is energetic, so he belittles his deeds that he's doing and pushes him to become extreme and transgress the bounds. And these are the two areas that Iblis, he plots as it relates to the sons of Adam. فَيُقَصُّرْ بِالْأَوَّلُ وَيَتَجَاوَزُ بِالثَّانِي كَمَا قَالَ بَعْدَ السَّلَفْ. Like some of the Salaf, they said, مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ بِأَمْرٍ إِلَّا وَلِلشَّيْطَانُ فِيهِ نَزْغَتَانِ إِمَّا إِلَى تَفْرِيطٍ وَتَقْصِيرٍ وَإِمَّا إِلَى مُجَاوَزَةِ وَالْغُلُوٍ وَلَا يُبَالِ بِأَيِّهِمَا ظَفَرٍ. And that is that some of the Salaf regarding this affair, they said that when Allah commands an affair, one affair for example, مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ بِأَمْرٍ, He doesn't, subhanahu wa ta'ala, command an affair, one affair, except that the shaitan has two whispers that he wants to infiltrate as it relates to that particular affair. Either negligence or either extremity, tafreet, or taqseer. or either tafreet, which is negligence rather, either negligence with taqseer, deficiency and negligence, wa imma mujawazatin wa ghuluwin, or extremity and transgressing the bounds. And he doesn't care which one he succeeds in. He'll try both by searching for that which, that characteristic that the servant has, that would be easily have that abd fooled and deceived. So we have to, barakallahu feekum, seek ilm and knowledge and do isti'adah and seek refuge in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as it relates to this affair. Which is why Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, وَقَدْ اِقْتُطِعَ أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا أَقَلَ الْقَلِيلِ فِي هَذَيْنِ الْوَادِيَيْنِ. He said, rahimullah, that the majority of people have fell into these two valleys, the valley of extremity and the valley of negligence. Only a few from this ummah, from mankind rather, have been saved from this affair. So then he goes after that, barakallahu feekum, in mentioning various angles in which extremity and negligence has been called to by Iblis in his whispers as it relates to the son of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. He mentions about 25, we'll mention inshallah about 15. The first way that he plots to cause this type of transgression in the bounds and the boundaries set by Allah, تَبَارَكَ وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهُ وَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا, and these are the boundaries of Allah, do not transgress them. The first way he does, a technique that he uses, وَقَوْمٌ قَصَّرُوا أَوْ قَصَّرَ بِهِمْ أَوْ قَصَّرَ بِهِمْ أَنْ إِخْرَاجِ الْوَاجِبِ مِنَ الْمَالِ وَقَوْمٌ تَجَاوَزَ بِهِمْ حَتَّى أَخْرَجُوا جَمِيعَ مَا فِي أَيْدِيهِمْ. He said that there is a people who became negligent as it relates to giving the wealth that Allah has made obligatory. وَأَيْتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, and give the zakat. Give the zakat that Allah, the charity that Allah has indeed made obligatory. There are people who become negligent regarding letting go of their wealth. And they become stingy, they become negligent in that regard. And he leaves them, Iblis, whispering to them to fall into that negligence. And in another hand as well, he calls the people to go into the opposite direction, and that is going into extremes, by giving their wealth, all of their wealth. أَخْرَجُوا جَمِيعَ مَا فِي أَيْدِيهِمْ, all of their wealth. وَقَعَدُوا كَلًّا عَلَى النَّاسِ مُسْتَشْرِفِينَ إِلَى مَا بِأَيْدِيهِمْ. And then they turned up, the people become needy, giving all their wealth away, being extreme, not being balanced, until they themselves become destitute and start honoring that which other people have. This is from the whispers of shaitan and his plot to force the individual and push the individual to go into these two extremes. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated zakat, and he's legislated the nisab, he's legislated subhanahu wa ta'ala charity, and that the amount of charity that is upon each individual to indeed pay to the poor. Na'am, this is from the mercy of Allah that this has been legislated, and this is the wasat, and this is the balanced nature. And wasat here, as some of the ulama have mentioned, is following the sunnah of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Number two, shaitan, he whispers, وَقَصَّرَ بِهِمْ عَنِ الْإِتْيَانِ بِالْوَاجِبَاتِ الطَّهَارَةِ وَقَوْمٌ تَجَاوَزَ بِهِمْ إِلَى مُجَاوَزَةِ الْحَدِّ بِالْوِسْوَاسِ. And that is that he says that he, Iblis, plots and plans to turn an individual, make an individual become negligent as it relates to tahara, as it relates to purification. He doesn't do wudu properly, rushes doing his wudu, doesn't wash his feet properly, doesn't pay attention to wudu, loses wudu, and doesn't care to make wudu before they establish the prayer. So they become negligent in that regard. And then he also whispers to the individual to go into extremes as it relates to wudu. That individual, you see sometimes somebody staying in the bathroom doing wudu for 15 minutes continuously, washing and washing and washing, because they fear that they haven't touched this part of their skin or that part of their skin. And this is from the Waswas. And Shaykhana Ubaid Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, in numerous occasions, been asked this question. As the individual who is doing wudu, and then they believe and they start realizing that it's become a common practice, that they believe that, oh, I forgot to do this, maybe I forgot to do that, maybe I didn't do this. He mentions, rahimullah, hafidhahullah ta'ala, a principle that is well known, and that is that you stick with that which is from certainty. You stick with the last certainty, and you do not pay attention to the whispers. You stick to the last certainty that you have, because al-yaqeenu la yuzalu bishak, because certainty cannot be repelled with doubt. And this is the way to fight this plot and whispers from shaytan. So he affects and tries to affect the ibad in their tahara, in their purification. Number three, قَوْمٌ قَصَّرَ بِهِمْ أَن تَنَاوَلِ مَا يَحْتَاجُونَ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الطَّعَامِ وَالشَّرَابِ وَاللِّبَاسِ حَتَّى أَضَرُّ بِأَبْدَانِهِمْ وَقُلُوبِهِمْ وَقَوْمٌ تَجَاوَزَ بِهِمْ حَتَّى أَخَذُوا فَوْقَ الْحَاجَةِ فَأَضَرُّ بِقُلُوبِهِمْ وَأَبْدَانِهِمْ. And the third he mentions from the plots of shaitan in causing extremity and negligence is that he forces and whispers to a people that they should تَنَاوَلْ مَا يَحْتَاجُونَ, they stop and become negligent in eating and consuming that which they need from drinks and food and from clothing themselves, as we find from the Sufiya and those who ascribe themselves to the Sufiya. And this is from the talbis of Iblis. This is from the deception of a shaitan to cause them to have this negligence as it relates to looking after themselves and eating that which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has made halal. The tayyibat, the pure things that He's made halal, and the malabis and the clothing that He Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has provided. And likewise, the other spectrum is an individual where shaitan, he whispers and plots to cause that individual to eat and consume more than he needs, becoming greedy. And in both situations, the heart is affected. In negligence, the heart is poisoned. In extremity, the heart is poisoned. And by the limbs also are poisoned in both ways. The person who is negligent in eating sufficiently becomes sick and ill in the, as it relates to their body and so forth. And the person indeed who is overindulging in eating and food, then themselves get sick through overeating, through various diseases such as obesity. Na'am, this is one of the plots of a shaytan. And likewise, number four, he, Iblis, plots, قَصَّرَ بِقَوْمٍ فِي حَقِّ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ, he plots to misguide a people as it relates to the rights of the prophets. وَوَرَثَتُهُمْ, and those who have inherited from the prophets, حَتَّى قَتُلُوهُمْ, to the extent that they killed the prophets, as has occurred, Allah mentions, regarding the Jews. And likewise, تَجَاوَزَ بِآخِرِينَ, and in another aspect, an individual went into extremity regards the rights of the Anbiya. They went into extremity regarding the prophets, حَتَّى عَبَدُوهُمْ, until they worshipped them. And this is like the affair of the Christians with Masih ibn Allah, they said. Thalithu thalatha. They said that Jesus is the son of Allah, the third of three in the Trinity. They worshipped Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Jesus. And Isa, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna allaha rabbi wa rabbukum fa'budu. Hatha siratul mustaqim. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, verily Allah is my Lord and your Lord. Worship him, and this is the straight path. Iblis does not want that straight path, that balanced position regarding the Anbiya, in that we follow and we love them and we believe in them how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has legislated, and we do not transgress the bounds and become negligent in their rights, and neither do we become extreme in that affair as the Christians did regarding Isa, and likewise those from the Brelouis and those who worship Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they transgress. They tatruni kama atat al-Yahud al-Nasara Isa ibn Maryam, as the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he warned in his deathbed, in the last few periods of his life sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Do not go into extremes regarding me, like the Christians went into extremes as it relates to Isa, the son of Maryam." also the shaitan. Number 5, وَقَصَّرَ بِقَوْمٍ فِي خُلْطَةِ النَّاسِ حَتَّى اعْتَزَلُوهُمْ فِي الطَّاعَاتِ كَالْجُمْعَةِ وَجَمَعَاتِ وَالْجِهَادِ وَتَعَلِّمُ الْعِلْمِ وَتَجَاوَزَ بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى خَالَتُوهُمْ فِي الظُّلْمِ وَالْمَعَاسِ وَالْآثَامِ. And another angle of the whispers of shaitan and the plots regarding extremity and negligence. He said there is a people who became negligent as it relates to mixing with the people, in that they abstained from being amongst the people, so much so they became secluded from the affairs of obedience, like Salatul Jummah, like the Jummah prayer, avoiding attending the Jummah prayer. And this is from the whispers of a shaitan. And likewise the Jama'at, and likewise the congregational prayers, the people of the male, those who is obligatory upon them to pray in the masjid in Jama'ah, the shaitan will whisper to make them seclude and stay away from the people. This is from the plots of shaitan. And then you have the other extreme, and that is the people who shaitan has caused them to go into extremity as it relates to mixing with the people, in that they mix with everyone, and they mix with people who lead them to disobedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to disobeying Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and to oppression and falling into sins. So the individual is negligent in one aspect and extreme in the other. Negligent as it relates to choosing correct companions. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-mar'u ala deeni khalilihi, falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you are upon the religion of your friend, so be cautious and careful and be jealous regarding who you take as a companion. Aynam. So we have to have that balanced approach, and that is that we mix with the people, but not with everyone, but rather we mix with the people upon ta'a, upon the obedience of Allah, in Salatul Jum'ah, in Salatul Jama'ah, in the congregational prayer. We go to lessons, ta'allum, and we attend durus. We don't seclude ourselves and suffice with the internet when the masajid are open for lessons. No, we attend the lessons and be with the people of ta'a, be with the people of obedience, the people of taqwa. Na'am. Also, the Iblis, shaitan, he plots in number 6, and that is, وَقَصَّرَ بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى امْتَنَعُوا مِنْ ذَبْحِ عَصْفُورٍ أَوْ شَاتٍ لِيَأْكُلَهُ وَتَجَاوَزَ بِآخِرِينَ حَتَّى جَرَّأَهُمْ عَلَى الدِّمَاءِ الْمَعْسُومَةِ. The next, which is number 6, is he mentions another area that Iblis, he strives to deviate and move the Abd and the servant, son of Adam, from the balanced position, and that's regarding slaughtering and killing, in that one becomes negligent through the whispers of shaitan, in that they do not want to kill a sheep, they don't want to slaughter a sheep or a cow, they don't want to eat meat, like those who religiously become vegetarians, by claiming that which Allah has made halal for meat is haram. So they become negligent in that affair and stay away from eating chicken and eating meat because they have fear and they consider it as mercy for the beast that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His mercy has made halal. That is one aspect, and that's the aspect of negligence regarding killing. And then we have the extremity and the extremism as it relates to killing. And that is the ones that kill that which Allah, and go into extreme. They kill the beasts and the animals and the cattle and so forth, but they go to extreme and start killing humans. And killing those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made their blood haram. And that is like the affair of the Khawarij and those people who do suicide bombings. فَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, do not kill yourselves, because verily Allah is merciful to you. These individuals from the Khawarij, like the ISIS and the Daesh and the rest of them, Boko Haram and their Akhawat and their sister groups from the Takfiriyin, the Khawarij, which stem back to the manhaj and methodology of Sayyid Qutb, they go to this extreme of making the blood and of the Muslim and the blood of those who Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has not given them permission to to kill those who Allah has not given them permission to kill and so forth, they go into extreme and make it an easy affair in killing innocent lives. Number 7, and that is that وَكَذَلِكَ قَصَّرَ إِبْنُ قَيْمِ, he says rahimullah, وَكَذَلِكَ قَصَّرَ بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى مَنَعَهُمَ مِنَ الْاشْتِغَالِ بِالْعِلْمِ الَّذِي يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَتَجَاوَزَ بِالْآخِرِينَ حَتَّى جَعَلُوا الْعِلْمَ وَحْدَهُ هُوَ غَايَتُهُمْ دُونَ الْعَامَلِ بِهِ. And that is that, he said rahimahullah, the next angle here is regarding ilm, regarding knowledge, in which he tries to deviate the son of Adam to go into those two extremes. The first spectrum is when he plots to جعل العلم وحده هو الغايتهم, or rather حتى منعهم من اشتغال بالعلم. نعم, and that is that he makes the individual negligent as it relates to knowledge. So the person does not want to seek knowledge. They don't want to go and read. They don't want to seek ilm. As the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in the hadith, طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. Seeking knowledge is indeed obligatory upon every Muslim. Studying the basics of the deen, how to worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But shaitan, he whispers, and he makes the individual believe that if he busies himself or herself with knowledge, they'll become negligent in worship. And they won't be worshipping as much as they should do. And this is from the way of the Sufiyah, and also the Nasara, the Christians, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them, Daleen, that they are astray, because they did not have ilm. They did not have knowledge, but they had amal, and they acted without knowledge. But shaitan whispers, says, continue doing your actions. The most important thing is for you to do actions, for you to do ta'at and obedience. Don't busy yourself with Quran. Don't busy yourself with the sunnah. Don't busy yourself with studying the correct methodology. Don't busy yourself with studying aqidah. Just continue just doing your salawat and fasting and so forth. But this is from the whispers of shaitan to make the person become negligent as it relates to ilm. And likewise, the other spectrum is that he makes individuals believe that seeking knowledge is the only purpose. That which is indeed the only affair is seeking ilm. That's what they believe. And that's from the whispers of shaitan. And that is extremism as it relates to seeking ilm and seeking knowledge. And that is what the Yahud fell into. اِهْدَنَا صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we should make this supplication in the kulli rak'ah, in every rak'ah that we pray, and that is we ask Allah, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, guide us to the straight path. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا ضالين ولا ضالين غير المغضوب عليهم. What he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, and guide us to the straight path, those who have indeed received your favors, and away from those who attain your anger. And that is the Yahud. The Jews who had ilm, they had knowledge, they studied, but they did not implement. They went into extremity in seeking ilm, so much so that they used their intellect, وَحَرِّفُوا كَلِمَةً إِنْ مَوَاضِعِهِ, and they turned and changed and distorted that knowledge and verses in the revelation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed. They did not implement that which Allah commanded subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as for the statement, اِهْدِنَا صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, we're asking Allah to guide us to the straight path. That straight path is the combination of ilm wal amal, like we studied a couple of weeks ago. And that combination of seeking knowledge and implementing. Shaitan wants us to move away from that balanced position of seeking knowledge and acting according to that knowledge. And indeed, knowledge is the tree that is built. Knowledge is the tree that is built, and action are the fruits that come from it. And actions and implementation are the fruits that blossoms and beautifies that tree. Both go hand in hand. Al-ilmu nafi' wa amal al-salih. Beneficial knowledge, and that beneficial knowledge is that knowledge that causes and pushes the individual to do good deeds. Number eight, and that is that he mentions Ibn Qayyim rahimullah, وَقَصَّرَ بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى زَيَّنَ لَهُمْ تَرْكَ السُّنَّةِ. ترك سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من النكاح فرغبوا عنه بالكلية وتجاوز بآخرين حتى ارتكبوا ما وصلوا إليهم من الحرام. And that is, he says, rahimullah, in the eighth one that we're going to select here, that he, Shaytan, has indeed whispered and plotted to make a people and beautify for them the leaving of the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The negligence in following the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as it relates to marriage. As it relates to marriage. That which Allah tabaraka ta'ala has made halal. Shaytan whispers and makes them negligent as it relates to marriage. And makes them turn away from marriage. And likewise, the other spectrum is an individual who, regarding nikah and the elements that are found in marriage, they go into extreme regarding it, that they do not care where they get the elements of marriage and where they fulfill their desires, they don't care, so they fall into fornication and sins and wuqu'u fil haram and falling into those affairs that is haram. These are from the whispers of shaytan. And regarding this, barakallahu feekum, the hadith on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it relates to three individuals that went to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to see how he lived, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They wanted to know how the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ghafara ma taqaddama min dhanbi, that he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has forgiven the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that which is before and after, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they felt, how can we compete with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How can we reach any station, not compete, but how can we reach that status of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in ibadah? So then they said, asum wa la uftir, I will fast and I will not break my fast. Usalli wa la anam, I will pray and I will not sleep. وَلَا أَتَزَوَّجُ النِّسَاءَ, and I will not marry women. So when this got to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this information, this statement that they said, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنِّي لَأَتْقَاكُمْ لِلَّهِ, he said, rather I am the most pious and righteous to Allah from amongst you. وَأَعْلَمُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ or بِهِ, and the one who has more knowledge about Allah. But yet he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inni usalli wa anam, but yet I pray and I sleep. Asum wa uftir, I fast and I break fast. There's times when I fast and there's times I don't fast. Wa atazawwajun nisa, and I marry women. He has wives, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Faman raghiba an sunnati falaysa minni. So he advised them. And he said, whoever turns away from my sunnah, it's not from me. So therefore shaitan will try, Ibn Adam, to try and deviate the son of Adam from this balanced nature as it relates to nikah and marriage. And that balanced nature is indeed to fulfill the conditions of a nikah, the rulings of marriage, according to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the etiquettes of being a husband and the etiquettes of being a wife. And follow that according to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lest shaytan will try and infiltrate and deviate the individual, man or woman, from that balanced approach and that balanced position, that wasatiyya, that virtuous position that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed blessed his ummah with. And likewise shaytan, number 9, shaytan وَقَصَرَ بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى جَفُوا الشُّيُوخ مِنْ أَهْلِ الدِّينِ وَالصَّلَاحِ. Shaytan, he plots regarding the children of Adam until they become negligent as it relates to the ulama and the scholars and the elders from amongst them in religion, that they disrespect them, they don't take knowledge from them, they become negligent in seeking knowledge, they turn away from them, وَأَعْرَضُ عَنْهُمْ, they turn away from the people of knowledge. And this, barakallahu feekum, is a state of many who become abstinent as it relates to seeking ilm from the ulama. Or rather, they don't give their rights to the scholars. They speak ill of the scholars as the people of bid'ah. They started it years back in saying that the ulama are just ulama of menstruation, of wudu, as if wudu is not important. They say that the ulama are workers for the government Like the Takfiris, they said, this is from the Talbis of Iblis. This is from the plots of Shaitan to show their negligence as relates to the heart, the rights of the ulama, the rights of the scholars. And you find them saying that they're workers for the government. And now you see them disrespecting the scholars by labeling them, saying Madkhali, Jami, giving nicknames to the scholars and nicknames for those who are from the same methodology as the scholars of the Sunnah, as a way of belittling the people of the Sunnah and belittling the ulama. And this, barakallahu fikum, is from the negligence as it relates to the rights of the scholars. As it relates to the rights of the scholars. And that's from the talbis of Iblis. From the plots of the Iblis, Shaitan. And likewise, the other spectrum. You have those, تجاوزوا بآخرين حتى تجاوز بآخرين حتى عبدوهم مع الله. Those who go into extreme, to the other spectrum and the other extreme, until they worship the people of knowledge, they worship the scholars, like the Christians, they worshipped their monks, and the Jews, they worshipped their rabbis, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. They took their monks and their rabbis as lords other than Allah. That which their rabbis made halal, which is haram, they make halal. That which their monks made haram, which is halal from Allah tabaraka ta'ala, they make it haram. And this is the other extreme in going to extremity as it relates to those people of knowledge. And that is what the actions of the Yahud and Nasara, which is why the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He commanded us to not follow their footsteps, as in that which they fell into. And as the Salaf, they said, نَدُورُ حَيْثُ دَارَتِ السُنَّةِ. We as the people of Sunnah, we move wherever the Sunnah moves. We're not into personalities. We love the ulama because of them being upon the Sunnah, upon correct aqeedah, correct creed. Not because he's from Pakistan, or not because he's from Saudi Arabia, or not because he's from Nigeria, or not because he's from here or there, because he's a person of the Sunnah. He is a person upon ilm and amal, upon dalil and proofs, like the scholars of our time today, like Sheikh Ibn Baz, and Ibn Uthaymeen, and Albani, and Rabi', the ulama, and Ubaid, and Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, all of the ulama of the Sunnah, who we know from their books, from reading their books, from listening to their durus and their lessons, from consuming their fatawa, and witnessing their clinging firm to the Quran and the Sunnah, it increases us in love for them, for their tamassuk. They're clinging to the Sunnah. نَدُورُ حَيْثُ دَارَتِ السُنَّةِ. We move where the Sunnah moves. The Iblis wants us to go away from that path. That affair, that straight path, that is indeed made us khayrat ummah, the best of man, أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ, the best of people to come out of the best ummah to come out of the people. We're people of khayriyah. Virtuous characteristics of sticking to the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that indeed is the measuring stick. Don't listen to those people who call you madkhali because you're listening to Sheikh Rabi', or those people who call you Jami because you're listening to Muhammad Aman, or those people who try and call you Wahhabi because you're studying Kitab al-Tawheed. These people are following the paths of those before them that call the people of the Sunnah with names, in order to aid the junood and the army of a shaitan to divert you and make you negligent in seeking ilm and taking knowledge from the people of the Sunnah. The Jahmiyyah who negated Allah's names, They called us mujassama, saying that we make Allah like His creation. Mushabbaha, that we make Allah like His creation. La'a, we affirm that which Allah affirms for Himself. In the book, in His book, the Quran, and the Sunnah of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we do not make Him like His creation. Laysa kamithlihi shay, wa huwa sami'ul basir. And this brings us also, barakallahu fikum, to another plot of the shaytan. And that is plot number 10, I believe. وَقَصَّرَ بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى قَالُوا. He deviated the people into transgressing the bounds and going into the realms of negligence as it relates to the qadr, as it relates to the decree of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقُولُونَ لا يقدر على أفعال عباده ولا يعلم أفعال عباده قبل أن يقع أو تقع. And that is that they say, and they become negligent as it relates to the ilm of Allah. They become negligent as it relates to the knowledge of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have knowledge of the actions of the ibad until it's happened. They say that the actions of the ibad is not from the creation of Allah. They say that the actions of ibad is not from the decree of Allah. Which is why the group that does this is called the Qadariya. They're called the Qadariya Majus al-Ummah. The fire worshippers of this Ummah. Because they affirm that all of the creation have created their own actions. So therefore there are many deities according to them. They went into negligence and fell into negligence as it relates to affirming Qadr. As it relates to affirming the decree of Allah tabarakhu ta'ala. And having iman in qadr is from the arkan al-sitta that we all know. From the pillars, arkan al-sitta lil-iman, the pillars of iman. Al-iman bil-qadr, khayrihi wa sharri, belief in qadr, the good of it and the evil of it. They went into negligence regarding affirming qadr. The other group, the other spectrum, went into extremity and they affirmed Qadr and affirmed decree and affirmed that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He created the af'al of the ibad. He created the actions of the servants. But they went to extreme so much so that they negated that the slaves have a choice. They negated the ikhtiyar and the mashi'ah of the people. The people do not have a choice. So when a person prays, it's not out of choice. When a person falls out into sin, it's not out of choice. They say that they're like trees with leaves, and the leaves move according to where the wind blows. That they don't have a choice in their movements. This is extreme in affirming Qadr. And this is the Jabriya. And this is the Jabriya. وَمَا يَشَاءُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they do not will except after the will of Allah. So they will. So the balance is the balance of Ahl Sunnah, the people of the Sunnah, who affirm the decree. Wallahu khalaqakum wa ma ta'amaloon. Allah created you and that which you do. And you have a choice. To obey Allah or to disobey Allah. As is establishing the affair of Qadr. This is the balanced approach. Iblis whispered and plotted and caused the people to go into extremity and negligence as relates to this affair. And likewise, we mention one more, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Ibn Qayyim, he mentioned so many. He mentioned so many. And from the ones that we're going to mention, inshallah, is that a people, قَصَّرُوا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى قَالُوا. He whispered to individuals and called them to be negligent as it relates to iman, the affair of iman and belief. قَالُوا إِمَانُ أَفْسَقِ النَّاسِ وَأَظْلَمِهِمْ كإيمان جبريل وميكائيل عليهم السلام فضل أبي بكر وعمر رضي الله عنهما. And that is that a people went into extreme or negligence as it relates to the affair of iman. So they say that everyone's iman is of one level, one entity. لا يتجزا. There's no one who's got more iman than the other. It's one entity. So the iman of Jibril and Mikael is like the iman to them of the most oppressive sinner. And likewise Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhumah, they say that their iman is the same as the iman of everyone else's. They say there's no tafadul. There is no differences regarding the iman of an individual. And this is the murji'ah. This is the aqeed of the murji'ah, that they do not affirm, barakallahu feekum, the different levels of iman. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has different levels in Jannah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created the hellfire. So there are people indeed, barakallahu feekum, that are from the highest level, and those who are from the level below, and so forth, for their tafadul. And the other, barakallahu feekum, extremity, or the spectrum, تجاوز بآخرين حتى أخرجوا من الإسلام الكبيرة الواحدة. And that is that he went to the other extreme, where he, Iblis, whispered to a people, for them to go into extreme, as it relates to the affair of Iman, that an individual is excommunicated, or he's taken out of the fold of Islam, if he fell into a kabira other than shirk. He fell into kabira, major sin. So they take him out of Islam, and that was the extremism of the Khawarij. The extremism of the Khawarij. So the Murji'ah go into negligence, so everybody can do what they want to do. That's the aqeed of the Murji'ah. Do whatever you do. You're going to Jannah anyway. Your actions do not affect your iman. We're all the same. And then there's the other extremity, and that is the Khawarij. That is an individual, he falls into a kabira, a major sin, there's no tawbah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he does not forgive that partners we associate with him, but he forgives other than that to whom he wills. So he's established that he forgives other than shirk. So this is a refutation against the Khawarij, their extremity and the negligence of the Murji'ah and the Khawarij is mentioned in one verse, refutation. And that is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he says, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. In this verse in Surah Al-Ma'idah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and know that Allah is severe in punishment, and that Allah is forgiving and merciful. So this is the balance. So the person fears the punishment of Allah. The person upon this wasatiyah and this balanced position, they fear the punishment of Allah, and they hope for the mercy of Allah. They don't go into extreme, they're balanced. And this is the position of Ahl Sunnah. And this is the affair, this is the position of Ahl Sunnah, this balanced position in all aspects of Aqeedah that the people of Bid'ah have deviated regarding. You find that Iblis has caused a qawm, a people, to become negligent regarding an affair, or to become extreme regarding an affair. So it's upon us to study the book and the Sunnah, study the correct Aqeedah, and study the correct creed and belief, and the correct methodology that Allah has revealed, that the Ummah should follow and be upon that balanced nature, that balanced position, that position of wasatiyah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed given that characteristic to this Ummah. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. Made you a balanced Ummah, balanced, virtuous, sticking close to the text, the Quran and the Sunnah, so you could be a witness upon others, and the messenger will be a witness upon you. So the plots of shaitan, barakallahu feekum, are many, and from the most shocking plot is this plot here, in causing the person to be negligent and whispering to them to be extreme as it relates to ibadah, as it relates to various abwab and chapters as it relates to their lives. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us ilmun nafi', beneficial knowledge, and amal salih, and give us a tawfiq to do good deeds, and be balanced and stick firm to the Quran and Sunnah, for verily that's where the wasatiyah is, that's where the balanced position is, and that is the position of following the Quran and following the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Hadha wallahu a'lam. With this we conclude today's lesson bi'idhnillah. Next week we continue with other plots of the shaitan that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala he mentions in this monumental book Ighathatul Ahfan fi Musayid al-Shaytan, supporting the distressed from the plots and plans and tricks of the shaitan. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم و ورحمة الله وبركاته.